Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. Hello. So, thank you. This video is about President Donald J. Trump and the Epstein files. Why does Donald Trump keep changing his mind on the Epstein files? Anandine Epstein, a bosom buddy of his into the noughties, they socialized together on multiple occasions. They had some sort of falling out before about 2015 when Trump declared his hand seeking the Republican nomination. And we know that from this correspondence that's now been published from the Epstein files, Epstein said that Trump was the worst person he ever met. He said that Trump was completely mendacious, had a superficial charm to him, and all the rest of it. He could take down Donald Trump. Trump knew about the girls. Now, none of this is probative. Epstein could have been lying. Might say, who would trust the word of a person being sent to jail for molesting a 15-year-old? And this was not, sworn affidavit. It can't be cross-examined. It can't be cross-examined by a lawyer. Now he's dead. So, in terms of evidential value, it's virtually nil. But Trump obviously think is valuable, which is why he made such strenuous efforts to suppress it. Previous and then when Epstein became damaged goods, I never liked the guy. But the two New Yorkers had houses very close to each other in Florida, and they socialized together many times. So is that why you're socializing? Because you didn't like him? Now we know that Trump is utterly two-faced and would often try to do this to butter people up to get something out of them. I knew a Ukrainian businessman who used to go there saying, go around to his house at Mar-a-Lago, say, come on, sign the deal. Come on, you're my brother. Do me a favor. I like you. What a great guy. But, this guy was not stupid enough to fall for Trump's blandishments. So Trump used to say, yeah, release the files and on the campaign trail. Then he came to office, suddenly completely changed his tune, wasn't going to release the files. The Democrats control some committees in Congress, and they published some of the information, which is highly disobliging towards President Trump. Then Republicans have published other parts of the files, which shift the spotlight onto others, such as Bill Clinton, Democratic donors, the former head of Harvard, and so forth. Okay, so no more total transparency. He's declassified other things. He's unsealed files on other issues. So he reneged on the Epstein files pledge to publish all and be damned. Well, why? Because obviously it's very worrying. Mr. Trump, long ago, when he was a plain mister, said that Epstein likes beautiful women, especially those on the younger side, and so forth. All right. So, director of the FBI, Kash Patel, wrote an internal memo subsequently published. The Epstein files must not be released in their entirety because it would queer the pitch for the Republicans in the 2026 midterm elections. Wow. Well, giving that reason was fatal. Now, Director Patel is obviously a Trump appointee. Partisan advantage is not a proper ground to withhold these files. It's nothing to do with national security. They'll always pretend it's national security when it's to spare the blushes of powerful people. So that's why thousands of pages of this has been released, particularly the late Jeffrey Epstein's correspondence with Mr. Mountbatten, Windsor, and others. And Mr. Epstein claimed that Donald Trump spent hours alone with Virginia Giuffre, nay, Virginia Roberts. It does not say that he committed any sexual act with her. Virginia Giuffre was 17, coming from a broken home when she got into Epstein's circle when Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, acted as a procuress to give massages to Epstein and his chums, but that turned into sexual activity, widely viewed as being sexual abuse. And this was in jurisdictions where the age of consent was 18 and she was under, and indeed allegedly had intercourse with the then Prince Andrew when she was coerced, showed she took her own life in 2025 despite having three young children. It's highly unusual, even for a woman with depression, to commit suicide if she has children, particularly minor children. So, the Epstein files reveal that Donald J. Trump and Epstein did have a falling out before Trump's was first election, but the reason for this is undisclosed. All right, so that's it. We know that Epstein had homes in Manhattan, Florida, the U.S. Virgin Islands, a ranch somewhere in the American West, and that former President Bill Clinton was the house guest of Jeffrey Epstein on numerous occasions. But the Epstein files, they also show that Prince Andrew knew precisely who Virginia Roberts was. Later, she became Mrs. Giuffre, and the photograph of them is real. Now, the prince, he's no longer a prince, he subsequently said it needed to be authenticated. His acolytes went out claiming it was a hoax. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor and Epstein discussed how to wreck Virginia Roberts' reputation, and they said that they could portray her as a chancer, a loony, a gold digger, a hooker. I mean, in fairness, some of that might be true, but that doesn't prove that what she said was bogus. Now, if she was raped at Epstein houses, why did she keep coming back? She was involved with Epstein for 3.5 years. She was allowed in and out at any time. She flew from one city to another. She could just not get on the plane. She wasn't escorted, accompanied. She was away from his properties for weeks at a time. Her passport wasn't taken. In the United States, she could easily get away. It's a gigantic country. Does it make sense that she kept going back when she suffered violent crime in his hands? And she accepted all this money. She wasn't locked in or forced to be there. She had endless opportunities to escape from his clutches. People say, no, she was molested as a child. She was damaged. Nobody's Girl or Autobiography. And that's what people psychologically damaged do. They stay in these abusive, exploitative relationships. So Epstein was born in New York in 1953 into a working class Jewish family. Although people haven't tried to say it's an anti-Semitic thing or all the accusations against him. He had one brother. He excelled at school but dropped out of college. Found jobs as a mathematics teacher. It was very, very hard to get people to teach in New York City at the time. So they accepted people even without degrees. The salary is very low. The city was becoming unlivable due to sky-high violent crime, terrible traffic jams, pollution. The 70s, the city was on the skids. It's alleged that Epstein had intimate liaisons with some of the teenage girls whom he taught. Anyway, but then he went into banking. He made millions. By the age of 30, he was a multimillionaire. We're talking the early 80s when $1 million are worth a lot more than it is today. By the age of 40, he had tens of millions of dollars, and he mixed with leading politicians, actors, actresses, singers, fashion designers, and so on. He was a New York character. He donated to the Democrat Party, to Zionist causes. People claim he's an informant for Mossad, through the internal intelligence. I don't know if that's true. But anyway, in 2010, that's when, with the plea bargain deal with the prosecutors in Florida, he pleaded guilty to one minor charge in return for having all the other charges dropped. And that is sexual activity with a 15-year-old. He got a slap on the wrist sentence 1 year. He's allowed out on day release for several hours each day. But then in 2019, he was arrested again in New York and charged with crimes relating to 14 females, some of whom were underage at the time of the alleged offences. Now, if convicted on all counts, he faced centuries in prison. But he was ebullient because he had a superb legal team led by Harvard professor of law Alan Dershowitz, whom Virginia Giuffre false accused, later admitting it wasn't Dershowitz. But Epstein had beaten similar charges before. He convinced he'd do so again. So in prison, they remove all items that could be used for self-harm, but his cellmate was moved out with no apparent reason, and the security camera stopped working for several hours. Both prison officers supposed to check in and regularly fell asleep simultaneously, and he's ha found hanged in his cell. It just doesn't add up. Coincidence beyond coincidence pointed to a conspiracy. An independent autopsy said it was not suicide. So the death of Epstein before his trial was incredibly convenient for some very powerful men like Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, and Prince Andrew, and others. Now, Epstein could have named names to cut his sentence. Presumably, he was murdered to silence him. The biographer of Prince Andrew is Dr. Andrew Loney, and Loney says he knows who ordered the death of Epstein, but he dare not say. Libel, to say the least. Anyway, with Epstein dead, that's when focus shifted to Ghislaine Maxwell, who foolishly stayed in the USA. She didn't flee to France. As a French citizen, France was constitutionally barred from extraditing her. So Miss Maxwell was arrested, charged with sex trafficking, and upon conviction, awarded 25 years, and there she languishes in prison. But she since stated that Trump had no involvement in any sex crimes with Epstein, and since then she's moved to a comfier prison. Is she doing this in return for leniency? She's petitioning the president for pardon. Well, that's a little bit what we found about the Epstein files. And Trump, because it's coming out anyway, and the MAGA base is demanding it, he's finally bowing to pressure. Maybe he'll attack Venezuela as a way to distract from this. Okay, I wouldn't put it past him. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, George Carlin 790 gmail.com. Goodbye.